Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care. How are you?
I literally only.
It's been a long morning.
I have a meeting later today for school. I'm just still recovering from stuff. I'm still on antibiotics.
Wow.
What?
So
Oh, what's going on?
I just had a question about the clock-ins. I want to just go over the times because they've been a little like different recently. So on the 28th last week, Sunday, we had 7 hours. The 29th, 3.5, and then the 30th was no time.
Yeah, like last week, because I'm like trying to figure out without paper, I need to start writing down at the same time. I was trying not to go, have them go over the time last week, but then, like, because I know, one day we did 10 hours, because of the holiday and stuff. So, like, there were certain days just worked way longer because we had to prep things and everything like that and stuff like that. But, like, I wasn't sure if he was going over time or not.
Right.
So he probably got under the time. I don't know. I'm hoping it wasn't over the time because, like, it was just super crazy because of the holiday week.
Right. I just see that in here with the schedule that we made originally was 3 hours and 45 minutes a day, but it doesn't look like that's being followed.
Because I don't have to follow a set schedule. I don't have to follow a set schedule. And if I'm in the hospital or if he's in the hospital, it's not going to be followed, period, anyhow. There are times where it's not going to, like.
Right, it's not always going to follow the set schedule, but majority, like it's supposed to be that like 95% of the time it's going to be followed. Because the way it works is on the schedule, let's say I have 3 hours and 45 minutes for you, it's only allowing 3 hours and 45 minutes to go through. The rest of it is not going to go through unless I'm told that there's a reason for it.
Well, okay, this is weird because he's never had to follow the things before because my things are not set times, period.
Well,
I
it's
said
in
there are days where we're not even, you can't even get on there because I'm in the hospital or something. And so he has got to make up hours other days.
here. So the other option is if you know exactly how many hours you're supposed to do per week, then you can do it that way. Like if you know that, let me see how many hours you're supposed to be doing. I could take off the schedule, and then if you know that it's supposed to be that amount of time, then that could also work. Let's see, you have 106.
Well, you told me it was supposed to be 26 hours and like 15 minutes a week. That's why I was trying to keep it at that. And I'm hoping that last week, because of the holiday, you didn't go over it.
Oh, okay, 1 second. It looks like it's a little less for July. Let's see. 116 divided
Would
by
it be
3.
less for July?
Oh, never mind.
It's
26. Well, the
supposed to be the
hours are.
same either month. Either month is supposed to be the same set hours, period, either month. So if it's supposed to be 26 hours and 15 minutes a week, that's what it is. So I don't know why it would be less
It's just
one
like,
month than another.
let me see, 20.
So
So it comes out, it's a little less than 15 minutes. So let's say like it's really 26 hours and 11 minutes. But so I'm gonna say it's 26 hours and 15 minutes, but your last week it will be cut short, probably like 45 minutes.
for the
Something like
month of July, why would it be cut short for the month of July? I'm just
No,
trying to
because
figure this out.
it's 26 hours and 11 minutes a week. It's not 15, so I'm gonna let you go for 26 hours and 15 minutes, but it's a little bit less than that, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess I need to up my hours. I don't know. Because
Yeah.
I'm used to getting maxed hours or whatever, and I know they were cut down when I transferred. And then I always have to put a request in to re-up my hours again.
Yeah, you could definitely do that. Give the state a call and tell them. A lot of times they'll give people more hours.
You guys are supposed to do that. You're supposed to request the up hours, not me.
No, they won't talk to us. If I try calling, they need to speak with you directly.
Again, I've never had to do that before. The people that I would go through the company always did that. So you guys are so different, like, with everything. Because when I was with Aspen Home Care, he had to put in the request to up my hours. So
really? I would call for you. They won't talk to me. They'll say they need to speak with the patient themselves. They want to hear why you think, like, you need more hours when you explain them the situation. They want to hear, like, firsthand from you.
Yeah. Also, I have surgery coming up, so there's going to be wonky for that, too, because I have to get my tonsils and stuff out also. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be, like, 4 days where I'm going to be in the hospital, just letting you know ahead of time.
Okay, what day is that?
I don't know. I'm waiting on him to call the schedule. Kind of what I'm recovering from, and I'm on antibiotics because my throat almost swelled shut, and I'm on that, and they're supposed to call yesterday to schedule it, and they didn't call yesterday, so hopefully they call today to schedule it because I'm supposed to get my tonsils and stuff taken out,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be in there for 3-4 days, she said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I have a bleeding disorder, so they have to watch me and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What is the state's number again?
It's 866.
Okay.
835.
Okay.
3505. 1230. So yeah.
Do I just tell them to call you guys? Because, again, I apologize because usually, you know, the company does the stuff, so.
You can tell them that you've never done this before. Your agency said that you have to call. You can ask them what the case is. I'm saying I've never called for anyone before. But I do see that you clocked in for, they're going to ask you, like, to explain why. You need more hours and you have to make it sound that, like, this is really just not enough and it's just not working. But the other thing, it's definitely more than 26 hours and 15 minutes that you clocked in last week, because it includes the days from June.
Okay.
So I'll put in 26 hours and 15 minutes, because one day you had 13 hours and 45 minutes. That makes sense?
One day I had how many hours? I am sorry. Like, today I'm not doing my best. I'm so sorry. There was 26 hours and what?
No, one day last week on Thursday, you had 13 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah. Because it was trying to get those hours in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it was crazy because of the holiday. And I'm, like, hoping it didn't go over, because there was, like, 3 or 4 days he also didn't, like, work because worked the long hours because of the holiday stuff.
Right, on Sunday and Monday he didn't work, right? Or let me see.
Yeah, so, like, just like this week, what was it? Was it yesterday? I think yesterday and the day before he didn't work either.
Right, he didn't work those 2 days. So is he going to be, he's still going to be doing 26 hours this week?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got to figure out, like, I'm, without writing it down, sometimes I'm scared that he's going to go over. So I got to start writing it down again so that way I know on the days that are wonky. And like I said, when my surgery's coming up, there's going to be a couple days there that aren't going to be, so then there's going to be the wonky hours again because got to make up those hours.
No problem. If you could just text me on the days that it's the surgery just so that I know that those are the days that you're not going to be clocking in, then that would be good.
Okay.
And then the last off the schedule, so I'm taking off the days from 6-9-45, but this is going to, it's going to work if you stick to the 26 hours, 15 minutes, because otherwise I never take people's schedules off. Everyone has a schedule.
26 hours, 15 minutes. Got it. Yeah, so, no, I understand that because, like I said, I've never done a set thing before. So, again, I apologize. It's usually, like, whenever he gets the hours in because, like, if I'm in the hospital or he's in the hospital, then you can't, you know, put down for hours. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm still trying to figure everything out with your guys' company and stuff, too. So I appreciate it.
Okay, and then just write down the hours so that
yeah.
you remember and you'll keep track of 26 hours and 15 minutes a week.
Yeah, so how many hours are there for this week already? Sorry, while you're on the phone. I don't think there's any but today, right?
Correct, yeah. There's nothing but today.
Okay, just double checking because I'm like, I know you said from Saturday to Sunday, but then you said Sunday was on the next check. For the one thing, and I was like, wait, I thought it began on a Saturday and ended on a Sunday, which meant that Sunday was going to be on there. But see, that's why I was like, what? So everything's like confusing. So I apologize again. I know I keep saying sorry, but again, like still trying to get with your guys' stuff. So,
yeah,
okay.
A lot of new stuff,
so,
but it's Sunday to Saturday.
Okay.
It's
Sunday to Saturday?
Yeah, it's Sunday to Saturday. That's why that Sunday wasn't on that paycheck because it starts from Sunday. So this week he's gonna get paid from the 28th to the 4th.
Oh, I thought you said it started on a Saturday. Okay. Gotcha. It hurt. Well, oh my goodness. Channing, settle down. I gotta get off here. My 3-year-old's screaming.
Okay, fine. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.